Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your and bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over, come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me.
Jesus.
Father God, we thank you and we give you glory, praise, and honor for this day, for your presence, for this beautiful place to meet in. We give you glory, praise, and honor. And I saw you today. It was like a pillar, a great white pillar. Your presence is here. You are going to release all that Jesus has died to release to us. And not only will you release it, but we will receive it in Jesus' name. Hey, God bless.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you, Jesus. Hide me in your love and bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings.
Jesus. Yahweh, Yahweh, sweet King. Jesus died to release things into the earth. Not just salvation, not just forgiveness. He died to release every kind of healing inside and out, emotional and physical, spiritual, emotional.
He died to release. Lord, every drop of your precious blood, while you're not tired and unknown. Suru-tu, suru-tu, let it know that we'll not have a
saw someone who'd been on a really long, hard road. A really long road. It was really hard and it went on a long way. And on the way, you became frustrated because the road was hard. And you read in your word all the stuff God promised, and you're like, you know, I love God, but where is it? Where is it, God? I feel like God is saying that He's releasing some things today. And He said, don't let the disappointment of the road close your heart. You know, sometimes we get weary. One time God had to help me release myself from my past so that I could receive the new thing He wanted to do. So Lord, we open our heart. No matter what happened before, no matter how long it took, we open our heart to receive, because this is a new day. You said so. It's a new day. See a heart problem being made straight. You know, sometimes if I release a word of knowledge, we encourage you to take it. You might don't say, "Oh, I don't know if that's me." It's you. Take it, because we've seen multiple people in one room healed off one room of knowledge, word of knowledge. So just go ahead and receive all that He has for you. If you're not sure, take it anyway. Everything from heaven is good, holy, pure, and true. And some of you have been, God loves you so, but you've been outside the presence too long. Sometimes we get caught up in our intellectual knowledge and our concerns, and we don't have that heart connection we used to have. But God says, connect to my heart today, because that's where you'll receive. Because I'm pouring out of my spirit into your heart, into your spirit, man. I saw him tearing down a brick wall. Don't know what that means, but over the years, a brick wall of you know, the stuff of earth, the things of this world, got built, and it became like a barricade from all that you need from him. Sometimes it might be our thoughts or things in our life or people, things people say. But I saw the Lord tearing down this brick wall, removing every barrier, every brick, every barricade, setting us free. You know, Christianity was never meant to be an intellectual religion. Jesus was a man of the Spirit. And the Bible says God is Spirit, and those who worship him need to worship him in spirit and in truth. You to close your eyes, don't look at me. This is not, I have no skill whatsoever. The purpose of this is your heart connecting to God's heart. And some people have grown so out of the habit of that they're in their head all the time. But God wants to connect heart to heart, because that's where the miracles are. So even though it might seem a little odd to you, close your eyes and allow yourself to rest in his presence and receive whatever he has for you, because I promise you he will release miracles and healings today. He will release answers to questions. Thank you. soak me in the Spirit. Change me in your presence. Take me to the temple where the throne of God is. Jesus, come and take me with you into heaven. How I long to worship at your footstool, worship you forever in the sanctuary. Jesus, I long to be with you forever. Your presence takes me there whenever I feel your nearness surrounding me. So some of you may not have worshipped in a while. And to worship, it's a heart thing, you know. When you're with someone you love, it's not about head knowledge or doctrine, is it? It's about loving them from your heart. So let's enter into just worshiping Him. Soak me, Lord, in your presence. Soak me in the Spirit. Change me in your presence. Take me to the temple where the throne of God is. Jesus, come and take me with you into heaven. How I long to worship at your footstool, worship you forever in the sanctuary. Jesus, I long to be with you forever. Your presence takes me there whenever. Feel your nearness surrounding me, my Jesus, my Jesus. Jesus, how my heart is longing to be with you. How I long when we are one together. I can feel our hearts becoming one forever. So soak me in the Spirit. Change me in your presence. Take me to the temple where the throne of God is. Jesus, I long to be with you forever. Presence takes me there whenever. Feel your nearness surrounding me. Surrounding me. Soak me in the Spirit.
This is a bit of a weird vision, but I saw the Lord unwrapping someone like they'd had just so much struggle and so much weariness, and I saw the Lord just unwrapping the weariness, the toil, the striving, even strife. Like, you know, strife will kill you, the Bible says. Where there is strife, there's confusion and every evil work. And I saw Him just unwrapping that ruling spirit of strife. You're just unwrapping it and discarding it. You don't need that. It doesn't win anything anyway. It doesn't work. So if you've never met me before, I know this is probably a little weird. It's not like normal church, is it? But my job that the Lord has asked me to do is to sit with the Holy Spirit and go wherever He goes, and do my best to do that, to hear, you know, if He says make a new song up, we make one up. If He says stop and give a word, I give a word. So we want to be 100% open to everything He wants to do. Amen.
In the middle of the day,
sometimes in the evening I find my way to the secret place. I slip away to the dark side of the mountain, and there I hide from the world. I still my soul and quiet my heart. I sink deep down into his rest, into his rest. And there I find him waiting for me. He's been watching the garden gate all day, and our hearts are joined as one, as though we never were parted at all. And there our love is poured out, and there we're joined once again, like no other at all.
Doesn't your heart long for Jesus? Doesn't your heart sometimes miss him when you get too caught up in earthly stuff? No, you got born again because you needed him, and you may have had a honeymoon time. Don't you miss those times where it was just all about him and encountering his presence, and you didn't know a lot, but you knew you loved him and you knew he loved you? Let's go back there. Let's go back there and just, like little children, when I got saved, when I got really serious about God, I was 26, but I was like a little kid just hanging out with my Jesus. I couldn't wait to get home from work to hang out with my King. And we had a ball. I feel like he wants us to go there again. My Savior is King, King of the world. My Lord is Master, Master of all. My sweet Lord Jesus, joy of my heart, finding one with you has been my life. Finding one with you.
He's taking someone back to where they, like their first love. Yeah, I don't know which person I'm speaking to, but I saw you sitting on this blue couch. It was a little bit old and tattered, but it was like your prayer chair. And you had wonderful times with Jesus. You would sing to him, and he would teach you. And I feel like he wants to take you back. Things got complicated. Life gets hard, and you get busy, and you start to fall into the trap, you know, of kind of religion, honestly, trying to do everything right and get everything right and know everything right. And that's all good, but Jesus wants you back again.
This may be hard on your flesh if you're not used to the presence. If you're not used to it, you may want to run away. I want to run away. I don't like this, you know. But, you know, God loves those that will worship in spirit. He loves, you know, there's favor. A lot of times you can get your healing by getting out of your head and into your spirit and meeting with him in that place of worship. And when it happens, sometimes one scripture, you know, will come, but it's like it comes through your spirit and it becomes, I don't know how it happens, but it becomes like part of you. It becomes living. That's real meditation on the word. Heaven is your home.
I want to go in to the Father. I want to see heaven's throne. He said to come in to the Holy of Holies. Spirit of God, come and take me in. Holy Spirit,
bringing someone back memories of times they were with Jesus before all the hardships started. I see actual like flashbacks going through your head. Heaven is the real temple. We read about the temple in the Old Covenant. We read about the physical temple, but it was a picture, a copy, an image of the real one in heaven, which you and I were destined for that temple. Ooh, that's why so many of my songs, for some reason, from the moment I got born again, from the moment I read the scriptures, I had a passion and a love for the temple, not the one in the Old Covenant, but the one in heaven, because that's where his throne is, that's where his presence dwells. If you're going to pour oil on his feet, that's where you're going to do it, in the spirit. And whether you know it or not, you're seated in heavenly places, far above all principality and power, far above sickness and disease, far above depression, these earthly concerns that weigh you down. You're far above those if you stay seated in your place.
I got a chair with my name, and so do you in heaven. I got a chair with my name in heaven, and so do you. We're seated in heavenly places, far above all principality and power, and all the glory of God. All
the presence of the King is ours. The Bible says we're complete in Him. Complete in Him. Son of
someone's foot is being healed. You know, God does a lot of miracles in these meetings, and I want to assure you it's not because I have some gift of working of miracles. It's because His presence heals people, period. Years ago, we were out in Colorado, just in worship. And some people came. We didn't. I knew one of the ladies, but she brought someone with her. And this lady, we didn't know it, but she was born with spina bifida, so she had a huge curve in her spine. And she was 60 years old. And our friend brought her, and our friend is a massage therapist and had been massaging her for years, so she knew every lump and bump in her body. She was terribly deformed, this lady. Now, we didn't even know this happened. I want to explain to you how the presence works. Our job is just to host the presence, or to steward it, or to humbly bow before the presence of the King. And while we were just worshiping, we didn't know this was happening, but God began to straighten her spine. Before the meeting was over, her spine was perfectly aligned. And they went back to their cabin. We were up at a mountain retreat. And she said to the massage therapist, "Will you check out my back?" And it was 100% healed, straight. And then the Lord spoke to her and said, "Tomorrow I'm going to fix your neck, tomorrow night." Again, we didn't know this happened until they gave their testimony. And the next day, we went into the dining hall, and she was sitting in the wooden chair, and she said, "Oh, this floor is like crooked." She had never sat straight in a chair in her life. I said that to say this. We didn't heal her. We didn't pray for her. The presence of God came upon her and healed her. Isn't He amazing? Some years ago, and I think Claudia was at this one, we were doing a women's retreat up in Lake Geneva. Same thing. We were just piddling around. I'm not a good keyboardist. You might not have noticed. I don't really know how to do this. But I played for a while, and my flesh wanted to quit because I thought, oh, they're getting tired of this. And the Lord said, no, keep going. And I kept going, and there was a lady on the front row. And something hit her body and went through her body, and she literally said, "Oh no, what now?" Because she didn't know it was the presence giving her a brand new bladder. They wanted to remove her bladder. Her bladder had caused her so much trouble, she'd had to quit her job, stop going on mission trips. She got a brand new bladder that day. Again, we didn't even know it was happening. What happened? The presence. We need to value the King's presence and honor. If you honor the presence, His presence will honor you. I don't know what this means. I don't know if this is physical or something else, but someone's tongue is being healed.
see. I don't know. See a picture of a bride being made ready before the ceremony. She's being made ready. I see her putting on the veil. I see her standing up straight, looking in the mirror, saying, am I ready to meet the King? And I see the groom waiting at the altar, so excited to see her, how he loves his bride. He says, get ready, beautify your spirit, man, beautify your heart. Lose the animosity.
There's someone here, you've struggled with anger and resentment and bitterness. But the Lord, the grace of the Lord is here to drop it, leave it behind.
I'm making you new. I'm making you new. New inside.
And when you become new inside, it's going to glow on the outside. All change starts in the inward man. All change comes from the inside. All change starts in the inside. We become one with the scriptures, one with the Holy Spirit, one with Jesus, and change starts to flow from the inside out. And if we will choose right, if we will choose to make good decisions, we can let go of all animosity, all strife, all fighting and biting. So I feel like Jesus is saying, the books are opened. And I'm looking at each person's heart. And these next few years are very telling and very much determining. And you get to choose how you walk in it, with a right heart or allowingness. I'm not talking to everybody, okay? But allowing anger to continue to be your mode of operation. The Lord says, I can't allow it. I love you so much that I cannot allow you to come towards the throne, towards the marriage ceremony. If you don't get rid of that stuff, seek my face.
Seek my face, and I will help you overcome. Seek my face, and I will help you overcome every habit.
Someone's here has been praying to get rid of cursing. You've been trying to stop, you know, and it doesn't happen all the time, but once in a while it just pops out and you're like, Lord, I don't want to have that. Please, Lord, get rid of that. That's a good heart that says, Jesus, I don't want to be this way. Help me get rid of this. And I saw him this is a strange vision, but I saw him just reach in and just clean something right off your tongue. He's healing our tongues. Because our tongue was intended for holiness, wasn't it? Our tongue was intended for worship.
May the words of my meditations of my heart. Be a worship unto you.
You know, for so many years, we've had the glorious message of grace preached to us, and thank God. But I think it made us too casual in the church. I'm talking about the global church. It made us so casual about allowing things and justifying things. But the Lord is saying, I love you, but because I love you, because I love you, this is the day. My grace is here, but it's here to help you clean up your act, not go on pretending it's not a problem. It's what's hurting you. It's what's hurting you. Now, this is a strange one, but I saw someone's brain or mind being healed. I think this may have to do with memory issues, forgetfulness. I saw brain cells that weren't functioning right, and I saw them begin to function. I saw the life and the light of Jesus bringing these cells to life. And I saw brain function increasing and memory function increasing. I saw someone's knees, actually, like, it's a strange one, but like under your kneecaps, you've got some pressure when you walk. And I saw the Lord healing and restructuring those knees. And we've actually had knees, I'm not sure if it was both knees or one knee, completely recreated. You know, God does miracles, so don't be afraid to receive your miracle if that's you. Jesus died for every single healing of every single thing. Isn't that amazing? Isaiah 53, if you do a word study and you go deep into the word of it, it says that he took our infirmities, he carried our diseases far away from us. Isn't that wonderful? He took them, he carried them. So why don't we receive everything that he died for us to have? So I call upon the blood of Jesus to enfold you. You know, sometimes if you don't have juice handy, you can still take communion in the Spirit. Do you have a part of your body that needs healing? Let's soak it in the blood of Jesus. So if you're on the Zoom call, I'm going to ask you to mute. We can hear you. We love you. We don't want to hear you.
We don't want to hear you. Mute your phone.
They're not hearing me.
Mute your phone. Mute your phone. Mute your phone.
Jesus, we thank you. So I want you to just go with me on this. If you have a part of your body or a system in your body, let's say your nervous system or your oxygen, your respiratory system, your eyes, your ears, anything. We're just going to immerse that in the precious healing power in the blood of Jesus, where the blood heals everything it touches. Did you know that? The blood can heal your cells if you have cellular disorder. If you have, what do they call it when it's your body turns on itself? Autoimmune. Let's apply the blood of Jesus right now to autoimmune. The blood of Jesus heals autoimmune. It heals the cells. Okay. I heard the Lord say that there's someone here that's, you've lived through some really hard stuff. Really heart-rending things, and it has left you, your heart has been wounded, you know, weary. And one of the things that Jesus said is he came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to heal the wounded soul. That's what he does best. He can peel away what the years have done to us. Weariness, tiredness, it's easy for him. And he can do it in a moment. And I see him pouring this, like I would call it the balm of Gilead, but it just looks like a beautiful, clear liquid out of a pitcher, and he's pouring it on hearts and souls and minds. He's releasing someone from their past because that has caused them to stumble greatly. Someone's back. Does someone here have a problem with your spine? Just slip up your hand. It's like a, I think it's more than just being out of alignment. It's like damage was done to your spine somehow. Don't be chicken. God wants to heal you. If that's you, put your hand up. Is that you? Okay. And even if you're not sure, I want you to receive it. If you think, oh, that could be me. You can receive any healing that's in the room, and even ones that I have not spoken. I promise I'm telling you the truth. I promise. God is actually reconstructing, restoring. I see him loosing. I've never seen this before. He's loosing the healing power into bodies. See a hips being healed. If you're on the Zoom call, that's for you. If you're in this room, that's for you. I see hips that have long time been just out of order, but they're coming into order and alignment. I actually see something being recreated in the hip area.
I came to heal. That's what I do, says the King. I came to heal. That's what I do. I am the healer. I am your healer.
Someone in here, you've been, I don't know if the word is sick, but you've had trouble for so long, it's been hard to believe anymore. Because you thought, well, if he was going to do it, wouldn't he have done it by now? I feel like there's healing hanging right over you. And I know it's been hard, I know it's been long, but if you can open your heart to receive anyway. Because you know what? He doesn't heal because we're good enough or worthy enough or because we're not. He heals because he's righteous, holy, perfect, and true. It's nothing we've ever done right. It's who he is. And he doesn't love you because of your great behavior or your great knowledge. He loves you because you're his. He loves you because you're his baby. You're his kid. So don't say, oh, I don't know if he wants to heal me. Yes, he does. God wants you to walk out of here healed, my friend. Whole, inside and out. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. A few years ago, we were in St. Charles, Illinois, and I was on the keyboard, and God gave me a word about healing someone's mind. And you know, when you're up here, you don't always know who you're talking to or what was wrong with their mind, or will they receive it? Do they even know it's them? You don't know. Well, turns out there was a lady who had been diagnosed with mental illness for many years, and she was wonderfully smart, but just she'd been institutionalized in and out. Her family didn't know what to do with her, and God healed her mind in a moment. In a moment. And you know what she's doing now? Writing and publishing books about the healing power of God. Because her mind is healed. And you know what? Jesus did that. Jesus did it. We didn't do it. Jesus did it. Had nothing to do with us at all. Not at all. It had to do with Jesus releasing it and her just going, okay, like a little kid. If you go up to a little kid who's playing and you hand him a little toy, he'll reach out and take it. He won't say, am I worthy? Do you really mean me? Are you sure it's not for this? No, they don't do that. They just go, sure, I'll take that. That's mine. I'll take that. And if some kid tries to take it away, they go, no, that's mine. We're to come like kids, like children. I'll take it, Lord, and I'll take that, and I'll take that too. Oh, that, I'll take that too. Yep, I'll take that too. You know what the Bible says? All things are yours. That's a scripture. All things are yours. And you are Christ's. And Christ is God's. I saw God erasing the past on someone. You felt like you were too bad or you did something too bad. It was too much for the cross. The devil has been lying to you. The cross has no maximum limit. The blood knows no boundary. And you are precious to the King, and he wants to set you free, not only wash you in the blood and forgive you forever, but make you new, deliver you forever so you're never like you were before. And people say, wow, what happened to you? Wow, you seem so different. Wow, you have joy. You have happiness. The word is on your lips. Worship is on your lips. That's why I came, that's why I died. It's called revival. I raised you from the dead. That's who I am. That's who I am. I am. I am. Everything you might need is you're my beloved. You're my beloved. You're my beloved. You know, some people have a hard time receiving the love of God because they're measuring themselves all the time, comparing themselves and measuring their behavior and saying, I don't measure up. That's right. Yeah, don't, and I don't either. And no one ever has except for Jesus. So in his grace and mercy and kindness, he measured up to more than enough, more than perfection. And then he stepped inside of you when you got born again. He stepped inside of you with his perfection. And so when the Father looks at you, he doesn't see, you know, he doesn't see all our stuff. He sees Jesus. That's why Jesus was able to say, the kingdom of heaven is in you, because I'm in you. You don't get healed because you're good enough. You get healed because he's good enough. When did it become about our worthiness anyway? Oh, wait, when the devil said you're not good enough. Well, of course I'm not. Get over it, devil. There's news. Call the media. I'm not good enough. No, that's why I needed a Savior. And I need a Savior after I'm saved just as much as before I was saved. I have to have a Savior because it's only his righteousness. It's only his righteousness that heals or perfects or delivers or gives me right thinking when my thinking is a little screwed up. And I say, oh, Lord, help me. My thinking isn't right today. And just say one thing or give me one scripture like, oh, yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks. That was like the shot I needed. Hear the Lord saying, don't stay away from my presence, but come. When you're alone at night and you know, you're not sure how to be with me, just come and worship me in my temple. Just some of you try too hard. You're trying to make it happen in the flesh, and your flesh has no ability, my friend, to come into the presence. Your flesh, Paul says, our flesh in our flesh dwells no good thing. And he was right. Your flesh can't worship properly, can it? Nope. But your spirit man is worshiping all the time. So if you can connect with him in his presence, him in his temple, imagine that you're at his throne, just laying at his feet, just telling him, Jesus, you're so great. Just have a thankful fest. Jesus, I'm so thankful to you. Nobody could have pulled that off but you. Nobody could have helped me with that but you.
All my life, you are the one I've waited for. You are the love of my life, Jesus Christ. I'm in love with you. My every dream, you're the reason I'm alive, the reason I breathe.
We have to get back to him. Dump religion, will you? Just dump it. Dump the programs and the calculations, and if I just do it this way and do it that way, dump it all, dump all that. Come as a child. Jesus, I don't know how to do this, but you do. Help me, Jesus. Come like you're three. Come like a kid in a sandbox. It doesn't have to be smart all the time. Some of you are really smart. Well, he's smarter. We need to come as a little child, I come like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old kid. I know nothing when I come before him. Nothing. And he's taught me a lot, but you know what? He knows more. He always has more truth, and it comes by revelation, not by intellectual head knowledge. I love you, but some of you just bore people to death with your head knowledge. That was mean, wasn't it? But I believe the Lord is saying it's time to connect with your heart again. You didn't get saved because your head. You didn't get saved because it made sense. You got saved because you needed a Savior. You needed God, and you knew it. And you humbled yourself and said, I need you, Jesus. Save me. Did we really get or understand what was happening in our spirit, man, when we got saved? No, we didn't. Did we understand the glory of the recreated spirit? No. Not till years later, right? So why do we think that's where power is, in our head? Power is in connecting our heart to His, because then there's an open flow of all that He has, and I'm talking about all that He has. Did you know that everything He has is yours, and it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom? No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. All things are yours. We said it before. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places has been given to you. Do you know how much God wants you to receive all of heaven? All of it? To walk in power and authority? To walk as He walked? To be so connected with the Holy Ghost that whatever He's doing, you're doing. Jesus said, the Son of Man can do nothing of Himself. In other words, in His flesh, He couldn't do any more than we could. He limited Himself. He said, the Son of Man can do nothing of Himself. He can only do what He sees His Father in heaven doing. He was watching. He was watching heaven connected with the Holy Spirit. Turning right when the Holy Spirit said right. Turning left when the Holy Spirit said left. Making mud and putting it on someone's eyes when the Spirit of God said to. That's how He did it. Are we supposed to come up with another system now of being smart enough? No. His system works for everyone that will work it. And that's the system. And you say, well, what about the scripture study to show thyself approved unto God? I'm in agreement. Study. But when you're done studying, you go hang out with Him. And you love on Him and you worship Him and you thank Him. You become close friends with Him until you're so close that He's your best friend once again as He was in the beginning. And all of heaven, when you do that, I'm telling you, all of heaven is yours. You don't have an earthly problem that He can't fix in 1 minute. There isn't one. There isn't an earthly problem that He can't fix in a minute if you'll connect with Him in His realm. And yes, I'm talking about every kind of earthly problem, relational, financial, whatever your problems are, bring them to the King, but bring them heart to heart. You know, if the Lord had His way, He would make all of us to be experts in listening to Him, hearing Him, and doing whatever He says, going wherever He says, speaking only what He says, and keeping our big mouth shut if He isn't speaking. Ruh-roh. We have to retrain ourselves. We have to retrain ourselves to not operate in the flesh, but operate in the Spirit of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God shall be called the sons of God.
There's an open heaven for those who would go. Jesus loves you dearly, and He
Jesus opened the door. That's why the veil was torn. You see, he was opening the door to heaven. Say, oh Lord, rend the heavens. He did.
Open the heavens, my King.
He says, I did. Don't you know the veil was torn forever?
Let me come in.
He said, come in boldly to the Holy of Holies. That's your real home. That's your place. And if I had my way, I would bring you in, hold you in my arms, and teach you the ways of the universe. I'd teach you the ways of heaven. I'd teach you the ways of earth. I'd teach you about finances. I feel like the Lord wants to release a new level of glory into you if you want it. If you want more, he's offering you more. Now, you know, there's a scripture that I love. It says, of his fullness we have all received. Isn't that an amazing scripture? Of his fullness have all we received. How about this scripture? As he is, so are we in this world. That's a promise for every human, but not every human takes it. It may be hard to believe, or you may think, oh, that's for just some people. But I believe he really wants us to open ourselves to receive more from him. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Is healing a good thing? Yeah. Is a new outlook a good thing? Some of you just need a new outlook. You know, most trials are an outlook problem. You don't believe me, you say, no, this is a real trial. I get that, but what I've seen is a lot of trials, once we get his outlook, it's easy to defeat them. It's easy to defeat the trial. It's easy to defeat the enemy, because sometimes we make the trial and the enemy big, and he takes our attention, and we begin to ponder it and worry about it and focus on it, especially if we've got people telling us and doctors telling us and diagnoses. I get that. I do. But if we could get the grace of God on us to begin to learn how to refocus. You know, we were praying. We pray on the phone a lot. We have a whole bunch of us pray on the phone. And a few days ago, we were praying on the phone, and I saw a picture of a scripture. And this scripture went down into somebody. And it went so deep in them, I saw it become a part of their foundational understanding. Now, hear me. A lot of times we have the scriptures memorized, we can quote it, we've been speaking it, we've been confessing it, and at some level we believe it. We believe it with our head, and we may even believe it in our heart. But what I saw went deep. It was like it became who you are. This scripture, what I saw was, it determined everything on the outside. Do you know that we can be healed when the scriptures become who we are? It becomes so real to us. Well, where does that happen? Where does it happen that the scripture becomes so real to you that it's kind of your identity? Come on. It's possible to so identify with a scripture that no devil and no human could ever convince you that that's not true. Did you know that? And then when that happens, that causes things to happen on the outside. It causes things in your world to morph, to change, and to be recreated. Isn't that interesting? So let the, I see the blood of Jesus being poured, the healing power of Christ. I speak peace into your body. I speak peace and the healing power right now into your body. Lori, do you want to come and help me do some stuff? Lori, and Kimmy too, if you get something, we want to hear it. So if you're on Zoom, you may not see Lori, but we're just going to listen to God, and we're just going to deliver whatever he says. And the first thing I saw is a new mind. Some of you have struggled with your thoughts. You have it's like you feel bound in your thoughts. There's oppression, and sometimes your thoughts cycle I'm not sure if it's worry, but you know how sometimes worry or anxiety can cycle, worry, nervous. And I saw the Lord just healing your thoughts and giving you a new mind, a new perspective of hope in him, where that wasn't, you know, the devil can always try to give you that, but it's much easier if he's on the outside rather than in your head, so to speak. And I saw a new mind, new thoughts. I saw someone's lower back. This is below the small of your back, and this is a different person than before. I saw the small of your back get being strengthened and put into place and aligned, strengthened. I saw strength, the strength of God coming into your spine. Okay. So while Lori's doing that, I want to encourage you that she prayed with someone in Colorado, and they were healed head to toe of a cancer called multiple myeloma, which, if you know anything about that, it's head to toe. It's the bone structure, and God healed it. That's a miracle. So if you need a miracle, it's not too big for God today. It's not so big for God to do today. I saw someone making a choice to come out of their past. I saw you making a decision, and you were saying, I don't have to live this way anymore. I'm walking out of this in Jesus' name. Amen, we agree. We all agree, Lord. We all agree, Father. Every one of us come in agreement for healing to be received, every muscle, tendon, bone, and ligament, every system in that body receives healing in Jesus' name. Yes, Father. You know, I'm just going to keep going with this. I saw someone that had been through too much, and it had just, I know we talked about this a little earlier, but I feel like God really wants to make your heart whole again, that you went through too much for too long. And you know, that can make you sick. That can cause your body starts to react to that. But if your emotions get healed, then your body can be free to get healed, and I see that happening. I see wholeness coming to a heart that was just almost fractured, just wholeness, oneness coming to that heart. You know, there's a scripture that says, unify my heart to fear your name. Like, in other words, make my heart whole again. Make it come into wholeness again. And I actually see that for more than one person. I see that for more than one person. There's someone here, you were treated terribly, terribly when you were young, and terrible things were said to you, and it has caused you, you're still reacting to that. And sometimes you react to other people, but you're reacting out of the pain of, you know, frankly, it's boundary violations. When someone is abusive, either in their speech or physically, that's a boundary violation, and we were made, honestly, we react to that. And you're still reacting. So other people, someone might come and they might say something that even sounds a little familiar to what you heard before, and you start swinging. You start, you know, you go after them. You go for the jugular because you don't want to hear that anymore, and you're not taking that anymore. But God wants you free, and he wants you so healed on the inside that you can no longer remember. You know, I went through 8 years of honestly living hell. I didn't think I could ever live again, breathe again, think straight again. I was so ill. And God healed me and changed me so much that I have to try to even remember what happened. It's like it happened to someone else. That's how healed I am. He healed me that much, and that's what I'm asking him for you. I'm asking him to heal you that much, that it doesn't haunt you anymore, it doesn't hang over you, and it doesn't cause you to react anymore, that it's like it happened to somebody else. God is setting you free. I saw your foot, same person, this is a person over here, I saw your foot like caught in this horrific bear trap, and it was like you couldn't get free of it. But the Lord is like undoing the trap. And he's setting you free. And this has been on you all your life. You've tried to go forward in God. You do love Jesus. But every time you try to go forward, this trap of this, it's in the spirit, okay? And God is setting you free this day so you can go forward in God. And he said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and the truth is not what you thought it was. There's things that you thought were true, but they weren't true. The enemy sold you a whole basket full of lies, and it has caused you to feel defensive, hurt, wounded, all kinds of things. But the Lord said, that is not the basket of truth, and we're going to trade it in. He says, you and me, we're going to trade in all those lies for the truth. And I'm going to teach you the truth until you are so whole, so complete that you can walk in joy again. There's someone that at the base of your stomach, I'm not sure if it's an ulcer or if it's acid reflux, but you've had digestive problems for, I think, a long time, and the Lord is healing your stomach, and he's setting your system right with these, with this acid business. He's setting your system right, and he's making you whole again in your digestive system. IBS has to go. People who have issues with IBS, I don't know if they've diagnosed it as that, but you've got issues, you know what I'm talking about. God is healing you. He's healing you. He's healing your digestive system from the top to the bottom, healing you. Thank you, Jesus. This is an odd one, but I saw a person that had been hidden in God. You've been hidden in God for a long time, and you actually have a great anointing. You have a strong anointing. And while there are some people that know it, it hasn't been given its full platform. And I saw a picture of you stepping out of the hidden place and onto a platform, and I saw you begin to speak the word of the Lord in with power. You were speaking by the Spirit. You were speaking the word, and it had authority. You were speaking with authority and strength, and it was life-changing for people. And you've wondered, I think you may have wondered why you were hidden for so long, but I'm just sensing such a God timing, and I'm actually seeing, as I'm saying the timing of God, I'm actually seeing him like when you have a present, someone gives you a present and there's a ribbon on top, I saw him pulling the ribbon and untying it so that package is being opened. Like, this is the gift of God. And I actually, let me correct that. You are the gift of God. You know, the Bible talks about that he gave gifts. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And this person I'm talking to, you are a gift to the body. And you've been being prepared. You've been being prepared for years and years. And you've been preparing yourself in so many ways. But I saw that the season is shifting, the season is changing, the timing is now. God is opening the way for you to declare the works of the Lord and the word of the Lord. The works of the Lord and the word of the Lord. And you're going to speak with great authority. And when you speak, people will listen. And the only thing I can say about this is when you're hidden, you're saying the same words. It's not like you didn't know that stuff before, but nobody seems to be able to connect with you or hear it. But when God opens that door, suddenly everyone hears it and they know it's God and not you. And Marty, I'll just say, I'm seeing you. I know you already know it's you, but it's you. And you're coming forth in a way like never before. And I know you've been preaching for years and you've known a lot for years, but somehow there's a shift in the spirit and God is opening doors that were never opened before. And now when you speak, people will get it. Oh, that's God talking. That's God. And that's a big deal. For some reason, I don't know why God hides us sometimes or hides so that people don't get it. But when that door opens, it's like everybody knows. Not everybody likes it, but everybody knows it. And that's the season you're in. Kore katoshore de sondo to sigya kati di di shi di di shi di di shi di di shi. I don't want to get too personal, but someone, a woman here, you're in your lower part of your body, you're being healed. In your abdomen, from some women parts, you're being healed completely. The Lord said, completely healed. Completely healed. You know, I'm not sure what this means. I saw like the back, it's like the bottom of the skull in back. It's above the neck, but it's at the base of the skull. And I saw like a, like this much was pain. There was pain. And I don't know if this is a regular thing or if this represents headaches, but I saw, this sounds strange, but like the axis of your head was being put in place, and I saw that being healed. And I don't really understand this, but I saw it that it sometimes would affect your eyes, your vision, and God is healing that whole structure. That whole structure is being healed. Kimmy, you got anything? Yeah, come on up here. Do we have another mic or no? This is it. Okay, good. Thank you.
So I was hearing the word offense specifically for the person, and I just, so you know, I don't know who you are. The Lord's not showing me who you are. He's gracious and merciful, but it's the same person that the Lord was speaking through Holly about anger, bitterness, and resentment. And I was reminded of a time in my life that was very, very hard, and actually the Lord, through Lori, had me pray a prayer every day when I took a shower. I would say, oh Lord, guard my heart above all else against anger, bitterness, and resentment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Lord, well, I know that the Lord is showing me the root of all of that for you. He has a huge trade-in offer for you today. And underneath the anger, the bitterness, and the resentment, there's a root of offense. You watched it as a child. You watched maybe your parents, siblings, people around you get offended very easily, and so it just was a way that life was done around you. And so the Lord's asking you to bring offense, anger, bitterness, and resentment to the cross and trade it in for, I saw a large red gift with a gold ribbon, and I saw another gold gift, and he said he has gifts, plural, for you. There's grace here right now for you to trade your whole way of doing life, to take all of that to the cross and to trust that he will heal you, and he has gifts for you.
Amen. Amen. Helena, I saw a picture of you, and there was like a band. I don't really understand it, but I think it was just in the spirit, and it was trying to hold you back, and the Lord said, you are not one to be held back. You never have been one to be held back. You have great strength in you, and more than people realize, but I saw this band pop, and I saw you coming forward in a lot of ways. You have a lot for the body of Christ. You have a lot. You really are a teacher. You have a lot for the body of Christ. And I feel like that is going to be uncovered. It's going to be released. You're coming forward into newness of life, and that band is off. It's off and can no longer hold you back. Claudia, are you in here? I don't see you. Oh, there you are. Hiding. You're hiding. I don't know what this means. I saw something up here, like, and I saw the Lord pouring a beautiful white anointing into you. You already have probably the most compassion of anyone I've ever met. You have a great deal of compassion. I saw the Lord pouring something into that goes with compassion, and it's, I believe it has to do with the ability to heal. You help people all the time. You have compassion all the time. But I saw him pouring something more, and it was the anointing to help the people that you have compassion for. You already help so many, but I believe he's giving you an unusual type of healing anointing. A little unusual. We don't usually have this going on, but just bear with us. There's someone here. You went through some kind of schooling to take a test, and when you took the test, you didn't quite pass it, and so you wanted to just kind of throw the whole thing out, and you were like, Lord, is this really of you? Should I keep going with this? Is this really what you want? And the Lord is saying, yes. It is what I want. I will help you. Keep going for it. Keep going. You did hear from me. You were starting to question, did I hear from God? You did hear from God. You are called to do that, and his ability and his grace will be on you to do it. So don't quit.
So when Holly was at the keyboard earlier, I saw rivers of his glory just pouring out from the throne. And I saw people actually laying, and I really saw it for some of the Zoomers. They were laying, and the healing presence was just released from the throne, and they were being basked, I can't say the word, but you know what I mean, in the presence. And I actually saw healing, and I saw the angels pulling stuff out of some people. And when Holly gave the word about hips, I saw several people, their hips, I saw stuff coming out of their hips, like tightness, disease, and even words that were coming out of their hips. And so I just wanted to reiterate that.
Amen.
I'm going to piggyback right off of that, because right before I came up here, I heard the Lord saying, watch for it, sense for it, pay attention, because my glory level... I started to see a spout this morning, almost like a shower, but it's like, it's the beginning of, a great awakening, and his glory is rising in the earth right now, and he wants me to tell on myself of an example. I was sitting with my two kids, they're 13 and 11, yesterday or the day before, and my son had been getting hiccups throughout the day. And he sat down and suddenly got him again. And I mean, I just said, be healed. And all of a sudden, I felt a really strong presence of the Lord just fall on the living room. And we were in the middle of, doing life, doing something really important, right? Not really. But I was so grieved, because I knew the presence was so strong. And I said, do you guys feel the presence of the Lord? And they said, yeah. And about 60 seconds later, maybe not even that, I continued with our project, and I was grieved. I felt the I knew that I had grieved the presence of the Lord. And so I'm just saying that because you might be driving along or sitting or cooking dinner, but his presence, his glory is rising. It's pouring out. It's coming from the spout as we speak, and it's really piggybacks right off of what Lori just said. So watch for it, sense for it, honor it. Let him do what he wants to do in this hour so we can go let him do what he wants to do through us.
I saw Dorothy, there you are. I saw the neatest thing for you. I saw that in the past, Satan used to try to intimidate you, and he would sometimes use current events to do it, or he would use, you know, worldly stuff to do it. But I saw the tables turned, and I saw you intimidating him, and you were like, your finger was in his face, and you were backing him into a corner.
So. I don't know your name, but when we were doing the offering, I glanced over, and I heard the Lord say, I'm not done with you yet.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I don't know what the word is yet, but Elizabeth, I heard the Lord say, I'm calling you up. For a long time, I feel like you were, I don't know if you were put down, but you were kind of in, I saw some waters that were not healthy. And I saw the Lord pulling you up and out and putting you in the water of the Holy Spirit, which is always so pure. I saw him like changing things for you. And so I just feel like he's saying, be open. You know, when Lori, and this part is for everybody, when Lori was talking about, or maybe it was Kimmy that was talking about, sometimes the presence comes on you. You know, sometimes when that first starts happening to you, it's so faint that you're kind of like, was that you, God? It's so faint. And what I found is if you just keep going with whatever, you keep doing the dishes, you'll miss it. So if you feel that faint little something like, wait, what was that? Was that God? You know, like a sense. It's a sense. This is why it's hard to talk about the things of the Spirit, because they're subjective. How do you describe what it feels like? How do you describe the voice of God? Because often the voice of God is not a voice. It bubbles up from your spirit, man. How do you describe that to someone who's never felt it? So what I'm saying is when the presence of God comes upon you, it may just be for a moment, and the way to engage it is stop what you're doing, even if what you're doing seems important in the flesh, and go spend a few minutes, and if it's God, it will grow. Because if you attend him, the Spirit of God begins to attend to you. Like, if you consider him important, for too long the church has not considered the Holy Spirit to be important enough. But he's the key to everything. Jesus gave him as our mentor, our comforter, and the one who leads and guides us into all truth. You can't do it without him. And for too long, a lot of the church has disrespected him, disregarded him, ignored him, or just not understood him. But if you'll hang out with him, he'll make you smart. He'll give you the wisdom of God. He'll open the scriptures so you have revelation you never knew existed, that you'd say, man, I never heard anybody preach this. That's the Holy Ghost. So if he gives you even a little tiny nudge, put things away and just go spend a few minutes, just see if it's him, because a lot of times that's the way he starts.
I saw three coins come from out of your ceiling, like you were in the kitchen, and I saw a gold coin, and you watched them come down, and they landed on your kitchen table, and you looked at those coins, and you picked them up, and I heard you say, what do I do with these? And I saw you take them and throw them back up, and when you did, I saw a multiplication of a bunch of coins coming down.
I heard... it's a new day. The Lord is saying it's a new day. Rise up. This is for everyone. Rise up, rise up, rise up. I'm doing things in a new way. About 1 minute or, I don't know, a couple minutes before I pulled in the parking lot here today, I saw an eagle, and the Lord's just been speaking to me by showing me eagles, and it reminds me of a message that I think Kina will be up on the website soon, Wednesday night's message. Lori was preaching at the Cove Wednesday, and this will be on the website and the app pretty soon. It was about see, stop looking and start seeing. And looking would be, you know, discerning things from our emotional realm, our soulish realm, our flesh, looking at the world, our life, God, everything from that realm. But the Lord is saying to start seeing in the spirit, looking at things from the spirit realm, like rise above it, rise up, rise up, rise up, like the eagle, and life will become much more easy. It reminds me of that scripture, seek first the kingdom and everything else falls into place. And so pull on his grace and his glory in this hour to live that way, to start just rising up and walking stronger in the spirit.
So I'm just, I can come.
Marty, I saw like rocket boosters on your feet, and I saw them ignite, and I saw you get off ground, and it wasn't like just hovering, it was like woof, like that. And I don't know when that's happening, but when it does, I heard you go, yee-haw!
I want to say something to this lady in the back, in the brown chair. You're way back by the wall. Yep, you. She turned around and go, nope, there's nobody behind me. It's just a simple word, but I saw you. I saw two doors open, and you stepped out, and you've gone a long way with God, but I felt the compassion of the Lord for you, like his love for you and his compassion. And sometimes I think I don't know if you've wondered, like, oh, you know, I don't know if you've been tired or weary, but I felt the compassion of God pouring out for your life. God loves you. You are very dear to the Lord. He just wants you to know how much he loves you.
Okay, so you're Helena, right? The Lord highlighted you to me during the meeting when Holly was giving a word of knowledge about someone who might have grown weary in believing for their healing. And kind of like if you were going to do it, maybe it would have been done by now. I just break that lie off of you. I saw his healing power all over you. I saw it coming down. And I see a shift going on in your mind. And I just am standing with you, and I declare it that you are healed, and you will walk out of this.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, yes.
Amen. Amen.
So, I don't know if I should point you out or not, but I'll tell you, you're on a couch. I'll just say that, and you're a man. So you're a hider, and so that's why I don't want to call you out. You're a hider, and the Lord says he's been watching you, and he loves your heart. He said you've been through some really rough things, and he is very proud of you, and he is cheering you on.
Awesome. So the lady to, I don't know your name, but you're next to Claudia that way. I don't know what this means. I just heard the Lord say he's turning some things around in your behalf. He's working in your behalf to turn something around for you that you can't turn it around. I think it may have to do with your family. You've been praying some things, I think, but God is releasing some things. He's releasing things into your family, into your life, and he's turning it around in your behalf. There's a lot going on in here. You want to just talk about what you see?
You want me to?
Yeah, I do.
I don't talk about this a lot because some people think I'm weird, but I'll just tell you I am weird. You don't have to think it. I love the Holy Ghost, and I love the presence, and I love the atmosphere of heaven manifesting in the earth. And earlier when we were in worship and we were as one, as little kids in God's kingdom, I saw the angels messing with some of you in here. I saw them whispering at you. I saw them breaking stuff off you, like this weird stuff, like this casing of hardship. And I just saw them chipping away at it, because there was a dullness and there was a resistance just because of life and trials. And I actually saw that come off you completely. And then when it did, the angels were like high-fiving each other because it was like, yeah, we did it, we did it. And so that was earlier. And then I want me to tell you what I'm seeing right now? Okay. So there's angels that are like all around in here, and some of them are waiting for an invitation to be invited to partake with your walk in the Spirit. You know, we all have angels, and they won't overcome or overstep their boundaries, but the Lord released angels, created angels, so they're for our benefit. And I see them. Some of you communicate. Some of you are like, is that an angel? What is that? Right now, I command you to see in the Spirit, for your spiritual eyes to open, to see the goodness of God, the glory of God, and the wonderful atmosphere of heaven. Instead of the natural realm, which is plastic and cheap, let the kingdom of God open, your eyes open and see the presence of the King and the glory of the King and the angelic activities and maybe a few demons that have been haunting and taunting you, so you can say, go in the name of Jesus, you have no authority. A lot of times we put up with these familiar spirits because they're familiar. But right now, I command every familiar spirit to loose off the body of Christ right now in Jesus' name. Be whole. That's all I'll say for that now.
You know, I think I addressed this earlier, but it hasn't gone away, so I think it hasn't been resolved. You know, there are sometimes in the body of Christ, and I used to be like this, people who just feel like they're never going to get it right. You beat yourself up. This, I know it's not everybody, but it's actually a spirit. It's a foul, it's a demon. But when I had it, I didn't know it's called guilt and condemnation. And it makes you feel like nothing you ever do is going to be good enough. Like, no matter what you do, if you were praying, you should have been fasting. If you were fasting, you should have been studying. You know, if you were studying, well, you should have been witnessing. It's never enough. And that is a tormenting spirit. And when I was young, because I didn't understand the truth of the gospel message. I didn't fully understand it. I was in church every week, studying every week, reading every week, but I didn't get free. And this is weird, but I'm just going to tell you what happened. I was at this conference, very large, like 2,000 people at this conference. And we were just worshiping. Now, this is strange. I've never heard of anyone telling a story like this. But it seemed like I was under the ocean, just very deep in this water. And Jesus came up and touched my side and said, come out. Well, I didn't even know it was a spirit. Now, don't get all weird on me. Your spirit can never be possessed if you're born again, but there is oppression that can come if you have a false belief system, okay, oppression, because Satan links to the lies we believe. You hear me? So if you've believed the lie, if you're born again and you think you're not worthy, how do we know that's a lie? Because if you're born again, the Bible says you have been made the righteousness of God in your spirit man. So who's telling the truth? Well, we know the Word of God is true. So I'm speaking to one or two people, maybe more, but for sure two, I think, that you are bound by that thing. And so in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit of guilt, condemnation, or torment, and I command you to loose God's people. And Father, I ask you to bring them into the truth of the Word of God that says, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Now, is your flesh righteous? No. But your spirit, man, your born-again spirit, is righteous, and it's holy. And when God looks at you, that's what he's looking at. Now, he's aware that our flesh stinks, okay? He's aware in my flesh dwells no good thing, like Paul said. But when he speaks to us, he's speaking to our spirit, man. And God wants, can I just say this? That's your real identity. Until you were born again, you were walking in the earthly fake Adam's identity, which is sin. right? We didn't know any better. But when you get born again, what happens is the seed of who you really are, the real you from heaven, is deposited in your body. And our problem is we don't see it, so we don't understand it, so we don't shift our identity away from the old man and into that new man. Okay? So if you can learn, you will find that you have abilities you didn't know you had. You have gifts you didn't know you have. You have abilities to commune with God that you didn't know how to use. You have giftings that have laid dormant, and until you begin to water them and nurture them, you won't. Some people go to their grave and never move in their new identity. And they're trying to be a Christian through the old identity, trying to be a, you know, make their flesh be good enough, make their mind be smart enough, you know, trying to earn their way. It doesn't work. It never has. It never will. That's false religion. We're to reckon the old man dead. You hear me? In your spirit, man, if you're born again, you is holy, and no one can take that from you. You say, even if I blow it, if your heart is, Lord, I want to be holy, I don't want to blow it, please help me, give me your grace. God sees you. God judges the heart, not the outward manifestation, okay? God's trying to free some people, so thanks for being patient for the rest of you. Yeah.
So I have two things. One is Lori was talking about the angels in the room, and I felt like there was a question in the room. Well, how do I activate my angels? And I heard a scripture in response to that question. Angels hearken diligently to the voice of his word.
Amen.
Speak out the word, and your angels go into action. So amen. That was that. And then, so the man in the chair, you had it, yeah, you're in blue. The Lord keeps highlighting you to me. He has an invitation out there for you for a powerful encounter that will change your life forever. And I feel like actually what I just said about speaking out the word is a response to that invitation. I feel like the Holy Spirit is actually going to, it might even feel like it's just your thought, a soft thought, but he's going to guide you and give you a scripture that will lead you into this life-changing encounter if you engage with the invitation.
So this is a bit of an unusual word. I kept hearing the word rupture, and I was like, oh, that doesn't sound good. And what I saw was someone that had something in their body, like, ruptured. I don't know if it was a hernia, but this was actually some time ago. And it did heal over, but it's never been quite right. You know, so like it's healed, but not as fully as it should be. And I saw the Lord touch that and heal it. So if you have a situation, if that makes, I don't know what part of the body is, he didn't show me, but if you think that could apply to you, I want you to receive it. And all you have to do is say, I receive it, just quietly.
So I'm not going to call this person out, but there's someone in the room that you've always felt like the enemy has even tried to make it appear true in your life that you're always left out. You've always been the one left out. There have even been, like I said, circumstances in your life that have proved that to be true. And because of that, that thinking has translated into the way that you see God. It's not your fault. It's just because of the way that life has played out for you at some important times. And I see a whole bunch. It would be like Christmas morning with the Lord. I see gifts just waiting for you in heaven. Just so many unopened gifts and things that the Lord wants to tell you. And most importantly, how much he loves you. To help know who you are, because I feel like the enemy is even coming at you right now, like, that's not you, because you're left out. And I just break that lie off you right now in the name of Jesus. And one of the hard memories that you have was actually a Christmas memory where you felt very left out, and you were a little boy, and he's waiting for you. And it's not hard. When you sit quietly and you seek his face, you're going to be astounded at his love, his mercy, how much he's been there with you in your life. He's going to take you back through your life, and he's going to help you go into the heavens to get all these gifts and to change your life and to turn it around.
Hallelujah. I saw someone, I kept seeing like a shortness of breath. It's not all the time, but I don't know if this is about asthma. There are times when you can't like get enough air, and it's not all the time, but it comes and goes. Again, I'm not sure, but that sounds like asthma. So in the name of Jesus, I declare your healing. I declare any asthma or allergy must leave in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for even recreating that area of the lungs so there's fullness of breath all the time, more than enough oxygen, and no more fear about it. There's been fear about it because when it happens, it's kind of gripping. So no more fear, no more episodes of that in Jesus' name.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.